I was born in 1968 with what is known commonly as ambiguous genitalia, meaning basically that I just had a variation in my genitals. And they, from what I hear from my mom, what I heard from my mom is that they weren't sure if I was a boy, or they thought I was a boy and then later decided I was a girl. But what's interesting and a little different about my story from a lot of the stories you hear coming out of the first world is that I was not subjected to any surgeries or hormone treatment. So my parents decided not to do surgery to raise me as female based on all the information. So in my case, because the rest of me is female, you know, other than some genital variation, I have ovaries and menstruate and all that, they decided to raise me as female and register me as female. And then once I became sexually active, you know, when I was older, I did really become aware that I was quite different, you know, in a way that made it, you know, questionable whether I was a woman or a man, you know, in a way I could be either or say that I'm either. And some people perceive me as this. And that period was confusing because it wasn't like today where we have these wonderful UN campaigns and information online. Mm-hmm. There wasn't an internet. So it wasn't easy for me to find out what it meant that I was different.
Now, you identify yourself as gender fluid. Can you elaborate more on that?
So gender fluid describes people whose gender identity and or expression, you know, the way that you dress and carry yourself and behave, shifts over time. And that part is very individual. So it can shift, you know, on a weekly basis, or it can shift over the years. In other words, someone could present as and feel very female for many years, or like a woman, and then suddenly they realize they're feeling more masculine or more male. For me, it shifts rather frequently. It shifts really on a weekly to daily basis how I'm feeling. And I'm so happy for this a community now to be forming and a visible identity as gender fluid, because I think honestly that was one of the most challenging pieces of being intersex for me, is that I am gender fluid. You know, that's how being intersex kind of expresses itself in my personal life, that I feel many different ways.
So what advice then would you give for parents of intersex people?
I think my advice is to love your child and realize that they are perfectly acceptable as they are, and there's no reason to alter them, because actually changing their genitals, giving them surgeries like this, will only give them a message that something is wrong with them. So choose the male or female sex that seems most likely for the child to be, and register them this way and raise them with the awareness that their gender may change from what you chose, and support them either way, support them to express themselves